Ladies and gentlemen.
Whilst Ellie is away, the boys will play.
Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up.
Get up with Josiah and Benny the Boss Man.
Got the feeling right now.
Got a bit excited there. Yeah, you heard it. That's right. Ellie is away, as the opener said. So the boys are out to play today. Boss Benny, he's not in the studio with me at the moment. He reckons he's a busy man, but we had some fun. Well, maybe the reason he isn't in here at the moment is because I stitched him up a beauty this morning. I won't say too much. You'll have to listen out for it, but I made him perform after he revealed a confession during the week to us. He performed live on the show. We got our huge boss, the head of the whole state, on the show to critique him. It was a great moment. Had some usual segments back with Benny. We did Facts Over Coffee, Benny's Top 5. What else happened? I feel like we had heaps go on. More goat gear because the goat wraps up tomorrow. I'm doing the show stuff, so you hear a couple of crazy stories about goats. And I was solo for the first hour, a couple of breaks at the end, by myself in there as well. But Benny was with me from 7 till 9, so a bit of fun this morning. Enjoy the catch-up, guys. Have a brilliant weekend. And Ellie will be back Monday, so the next catch-up slash podcast you'll hear will be the Dream Team back together.
Whilst Ellie is away, the boys will play.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Get up with Josiah and Benny the Boss Man.
How's this for a story? This is an amazing story, Mr. Charlotte. Drunk bees found dead or stumbling around Parliament House in Canberra.
Huh?
Hear me out, right? This is on news.com.au if you want to read the full article. But bees are dropping from the skies around Parliament House, with the insects getting a buzz off native flowers.
Oh, I thought they might have been, stinging a local polly who's probably off their heads.
And well, no.
Getting drunk from that way.
No, they're not. This is what's happening. So Parliament heads... beekeeper, they have a beekeeper there, solved the mystery and said as the weather heats up, which is happening as we speak, that the nectar in some Aussie flowers will actually ferment, which makes the foragers drunk.
Come on.
Hear me out. This is why I brought this story to the table this morning. He also goes on to say usually this will make them a little bit wobbly. If they come back to the beehive drunk, the bee guards will turn them away until they sober up.
No, they don't.
So, just like I'd fire you if you came to work, you know, off your chops, the bees, if they rock up like totally polled to their hive, the guard bees would be like, you're not coming in.
Now, is our tax money right? I get taxed a third of my income going towards a beekeeper at Parliament House that's doing research into this crap.
Well, I think he's probably more so there to obviously, you know, maintain potentially a bee problem. I don't think he's just walking around just hanging. But the thing is, I've brought this to the table. What do you reckon that would sound like?
What do you mean?
The drunk bee coming back to the hive and getting turned away.
I don't think there'd be a lot of talking, just a lot of bzzz. And that's about it.
No, but let's picture this. You can be the guard, you be the bee guard, and I'll be the drunk bee.
Okay, so you've rocked up to the hive?
Yeah, like, and I'm visibly, and again, we of course, we're behind responsible drinking, but for the fun of radio, I've had a few flowers.
I don't want to know what a flower is, but...
Come on, man, let me in. I just let me in, man.
Yeah, sorry, mate, you've had too much to drink.
No, I've only had, I've had two roses and some other flowers.
All right, well, let's see you put one foot in front of the other.
Hang on a sec. Cindy, where are you going? Cindy, come here. We'll get in. He's got another guy.
Excuse me, Benny the Bee. Who are these girls that are with you? Because you have a wife inside.
don't tell her. No, this is Cindy and what's your friend's name again? Cheryl. Come on, man, let me in. Be a good bloke.
Nah, mate, you've had too many. I'm going to ask you to walk away, sober up, and return to the hive a little bit later on.
Come on, man, they're fun police here, aren't they? All right, fine, then I'm going to go away. Let's go somewhere where we really want to sit down.
Mate, watch your tone or I'll have to knock you out. Oh, well.
We're really scared over here. We have some more flowers.
You know what? It's kind of exactly the same as out the front of an Aussie on a Friday night.
That's what I'm saying. There's bounces across the Goulburn Valley right now, like twitching, aren't they?
Yeah, just
like...
they are.
Whilst Ellie is away, the boys will play.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Get up with Josiah and Benny the Boss Man. We should probably warn that the following may go in any direction.
Can't believe it.
And not always a good one.
Wait, what do you mean?
So, strap yourself in and prepare to be underwhelmed. It's Josiah and Benny's Top 5.
We're about to learn something, gentlemen. This is a big one.
Teach us in your married ways, Ben.
Now, look, this isn't... I chose this topic today because I've decided that it's time for HIT to put out a guide for men to a better marriage.
Oh, gosh.
The reason why I say that, Lion, is I'm hoping that the female listeners that enjoy this show all went, really? Okay.
I was going to say, you're about to fire a lot of women up and you're going to make a lot of men nervous here.
Righto. So here we go. Today, it's the top 10 things... Sorry, top five that infuriate my wife. But I reckon that most marriages would go through this.
Just quickly, is your wife one of those ones that's easy to fire up, though, or...?
No, she's... my wife is like, I always start this before I go into this sort of gear. Love my wife. But no, she's my best mate. But at times, you know, she gets frustrated easily.
You'd be pretty tough.
I'm annoying, though.
I was
going
to say, you're like me. Yeah. Any girls that deal with you and I deserve a trophy and a half.
We're just doing all this so you girls love us and don't get offended by what's coming up. Right, here we go.
Hit us.
Top five things in fear at my wife. Number five, when washing up, gentlemen, you leave things to soak.
Yeah, I do that as well.
Yeah, see, that's rookie mistake.
But why do you need to dry it? Just let it drip dry.
No, soak. As in, you know, like when stuff gets caked onto a pan, so you fill it with water and you leave it in the sink, and you're like, I'll get onto that later.
Yes.
And you know you're not.
I thought you meant after you've washed it and it's drip dry.
And your wife comes in and sees it and just starts teething. Like, that's what that is.
Oh, my roommate Morgan, she's fired up at me a few times
and
after that.
And you're not even together. That's the amazing thing.
Maybe it's
just the top again guy just to be a better bloke if living or near a female.
I always fill up the saucepan after cooking some eggs or whatever, leave it in there.
And you leave it to soak, you idiot. And what does she say to you?
Morgan's problem. Put it in the washing machine. No, Morgan, I won't.
This is brilliant. The number four. Apparently, there is a right and wrong way to fold towels. Ask your partner. There is a lesson there, gentlemen.
I'm concerned about my roommate Morgan and I because we are not together at all. But this is this is another massive fight. She hates the way I fold towels. So you know what my reply is, Benny?
This is brilliant.
Do it yourself then.
Whoa. Yeah, I've said that too. Matt, that should be in the list, that saying, do it yourself then. Number three, the saying, I'll get onto that tomorrow, sweetheart. And 3 days later, she's done it. She'll be hiding somewhere.
It's bin night on Wednesdays for us in Kyala, right? Bins are still out. It's my job. I'll do it tomorrow, Morgan.
Yeah, exactly. And you forget. And then you are totally in straw.
Oh, I should probably put those in later today.
Righto. Top five things infuriate my wife. Number two, having a wee, missing the toilet and getting it on the floor. See, there's a lot of blokes going, yeah, I did that last night. You know when you sort of go to the toilet in the middle of the night and your aim's off and it's sort of, whoop.
Yeah, but you're not turning the light on to check where you go. Do you know what I mean?
But then, you know, your wife will put a foot in it and you're in a lot of trouble.
Sorry about that.
Did you fire off something you shouldn't?
No, I just played our thing again. I'm just getting too excited.
Oh, this is so good. All right. A guide for men to a better marriage. The top five things today that infuriate my wife. Number one, when asked, what do you think, gentlemen? Don't ever say whatever you reckon.
Yeah, when they wear something, is that your example?
No, but just in general. Like, for example, my wife would be like she wanted to rearrange the lounge the other night. And she goes, where do you think the lounge would go? And I said, wherever you want it to go, right? And she goes, you can have an opinion.
Oh,
and I was like,
Mel.
Well, I don't care. We're like, you clearly want this to happen. And next minute, you know, you're onto it.
But this is the thing, right? And I'm afraid of our show sounding too men at the moment. But
boys, footy, boys.
Girls, it's okay to make a decision as well. They always turn to us to say, hey, how do you look? I don't know. You look amazing, but it's however you feel. Well, I feel okay, but I'm asking you. I don't care. Make a decision yourself.
See? See? The funny thing is Josiah's sitting here with a roommate that went through all these things. Morning, Morgan.
Poor Morgs.
Whilst Ellie is away, the boys will play.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get up with Josiah and Benny the Boss Man.
The moment you've all been waiting for, we've been talking about it all
Before
morning.
Before you hype this up, right?
It's finally here.
They've all been waiting for. No one knows what is coming up.
Because it's a surprise on you, Benny, I've been talking about it the whole time. Now, yesterday you and I were in the office. You revealed something to me that I had no idea, and I look at you in a very different limelight. You were talking to me about one of your favourite movies of all time.
Yeah.
Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
I loved it. Then, was it year, I think it was like year seven, there was a talent show. So me and my mates, so what was it, 12 at the time, three of us, Scottish lad as well. Was one of them. So, but yeah, three young fellas, and we dressed up as Priscilla, and we did Gloria Gaynor's "I Will Survive." Mate, it's one of the best movies of all time.
Mate, I had no idea that you were into that sort of stuff.
Well, see, year six, I did Mr. Magoo, I'm in the right type of mood, and we had, like, the number 32 Orlando basketball singlets, and we did a dance. So the next year, we had to up it. So me and the two other boys, we did Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. It was a big movie back
mate,
in the
we 90s. All have our vices in life. Everyone needs an outlet. Is this yours? Are you on the weekend?
No,
mate, okay. There's nothing wrong with dressing up.
Sometimes if a wife's not home, I'll put on a nice shade of red and maybe try a little knickers or something.
That's what I thought. Now, Benny, the surprise I have for you is, first of all, I'm going to introduce you to someone.
Oh,
they're not coming on for no reason either.
Yeah, sure. Right, okay.
Because Goulburn Valley, tune into Facebook Live. Hit Goulburn Valley right now. We are live.
You've probably got better things to do, Goulburn Valley. That's
because,
fine.
Ben,
yeah.
This morning, you're going to perform it for us, just like in year seven.
Keep in mind, though, I did a dance and I mimed the song. I did a routine, choreographed.
The man who's the Simon Cowell who's going to be judging your performance.
Oh, is who?
He's not your boss. He's your big, big, big bossy.
Oh.
Welcome to the show, Rod Winner. Morning, Rod.
Good morning, Benny. Good morning, Josiah. I can't wait for this.
Oh, mate, let's set this up. I used to work on air. I was on air with SCA, and Rod was my GM, and in the whole time we worked very closely together, you never knew this about me, did you?
No, it's very, very interesting, and it's helping me put a few pieces of the puzzle together about you and your life, mate.
It does, doesn't it? Because I've seen him, Rod, rock up to work a couple of mornings with some red and purple shades under his eyes, and I haven't asked any questions, but it makes sense now.
I don't come to work, Rod. I swan into work.
All righty, are you ready to go, Ben, further ado?
Just before we start, Rod, are you sure you want to be part of this, mate? I really feel for you.
100%.
All right.
All right, Rod, your job this morning is to judge Benny's performance.
Oh, I can't sing. Just mate, let me throw that in.
You have an instrumental for I Will Survive this morning. Boss Benny, take it away here on Hit 96.9.
All right, let's do it.
This is horrible.
First I was afraid. I was petrified, kept thinking I could never live without you by my side.
Don't look at me in the eye.
But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong, and I grew strong, and I learned how to get along, and so you're back. I'm out of tune. From outer space, I just walked in to find you here without that look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid lock, I should have made you leave the key. If I'd have known for just 1 second, you'd be back to bother me. Oh, I'll now go.
Yuck.
Walk out the door. Just turn around now, because you're not welcome anymore. Anymore? You want me to keep going?
Yeah, keep going.
Encore, please. May I crumble? Do you think I'd lay down and die? Oh, no, not I.
I will survive.
Come on, Jay. As long as you know how to stuff that one, I'll know to stay alive. Got all my life to live, and I've got all my love to give, and I'll survive. Here it is, bring it home. I will survive. Hey, hey.
Let's wrap it up right there, because that is the worst thing I've ever heard. Rod Winner, have you had a car crash yet, mate?
Not quite, but I tell you what, I've got a very big smile on my face. It's going to make my whole Friday now.
Out of 10, what do you give him, mate?
You know what? I'm going to give him 4 points just for knowing all the lyrics, but I'm going to detract another 2 because I didn't feel the passion. So I'm going with a 2 out of 10.
Rod, can I ask from a scale of wanting to fire him to job promotion, where's he sitting at the moment?
I actually want to put in a development plan to give him some singing lessons so that we can come back in about 3 months' time and actually see if he can do it even better.
Between the two of us, mate, I don't want this to be a reflection on my leadership skills here in this market, just to let you know.
Too late. Too late.
Whilst Ellie is away, the boys will play.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get up with Josiah and Benny the Boss Man.
Right, let's get into this. Can you just hit play on the old... Everyone, this morning, it's been a big week. I want everyone to take a deep breath in and out.
Can I just ask what the purpose of this segment is before I take my deep breath? Because I'm pretty riled up at the moment.
I know. How many lattes have you had? You're pinging.
I've had 2. I think I need a 3rd, though. I'm pretty tired this morning.
Look, to be honest, I just like reading fun facts. It's probably more for me than anyone else, really.
All right, let's see what we get out of this. An educational show.
Fun facts over short blacks.
Right, now, hang on, mate. You didn't make me a coffee. Now you're sipping in front of us.
Ellie's had the same complaint. You got legs.
Who's Ellie?
I know. 2.5 hours into a show and you've forgotten your co-host. Right, here we go. Fun facts. We'll learn something. Banging your head against a wall for an hour actually burns 150 calories. Let that sink in.
That's a fun fact. How many brain cells does it kill, though?
Well, it doesn't say how hard. I would just say if you lightly feather patted the wall with your head.
100 calories.
That would be it's an odd way to lose weight, though.
Mm.
Like, when you break it. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, imagine Alan, our GM, walks out in the kitchen. There's Jay just banging his head against. What are you doing, mate? Getting ready for summer. Well,
Alan, you don't get these six pack. Alan, you don't get this six pack for no reason, mate. Banging my head for a reason. Leave me alone.
That's amazing. Okay. And breathe. And out. The 29th of May is officially Put a Pillow on Your Fridge Day.
Oh, can you bring that back on the 29th of May? Probably not on October 11th.
Yeah, look, I'm a bit ahead of schedule. Did you know? What does it mean?
That you most likely grab your pillow from your bed and you chuck it on top of your fridge.
So pretty straightforward, yeah. Really. Why are we celebrating that?
Do we have any idea on the purpose of it?
Well, that's what I just said. Like, why are we encouraging that behaviour? It's kind of strange.
Yeah, it's a fun fact. Today's October 11th.
Here we go.
Today's date is a reflection of you, Ben. You're an 11 out of 10.
Oh, it's not really a fact. It's more of an observation.
Well, it's a fact of the date.
Thank you, mate. Billy goats, in light of the big week you've had with your local goat, they apparently urinate on their own heads to smell more attractive to females.
Yeah, I knew that.
Is that true?
Yeah. I did goat facts the other week. That didn't come up, but I did read that one. People are genuinely surprised when I've been out and about with Vinnie Van Gogh. They're like, how do you know all this stuff? I'm a goat trainer. I get paid to learn this stuff. I don't just inherit a goat and know nothing about it.
See, the thing is, though, yeah, and this is good that you're learning, but when I hear facts like this, right, I straight away apply that to what if humans did it? Like, that's the way my brain thinks. So when I hear how the animal kingdom works and how they attract their mates, and I hear this gear, I'm just thinking, like, that would just be such bizarre behavior. Like dogs. Sniffing bumps, do you know what I mean?
Well, very similar, but let's go back to the wee thing. If I'm heading out this weekend and want to pick up, hey Benny, do you mind just weeing on my forehead?
No, hang on, mate. You're not getting your mates to wee on you. You wee on your own hair.
Well, that's quite hard to do.
Hey Kev, yeah, mate, you busy? Not really. Can you wee on me? I'm heading out. It's ridiculous, mate. Have we got time for a couple more? Yeah, we're going over. Yeah, we'll
give
go.
Us one more.
Okay.
Your best one, please.
The average male gets bored of a shopping trip after, actually, how many minutes, Mr. Josiah Sharma?
Oh, I'd say two.
Came in hot there, didn't he? 26 minutes, apparently. The average male will proceed to go on a shopping trip before he actually goes, yeah, I'm jack of this.
It's funny. You go, if I ever need clothes and you duck down to Melbourne or you go in town here and you get something, after spending about half an hour, you're right in those shops, even if you haven't picked anything up and you still need something, I'm done for today.
Well, I'm done. And I suppose, like, this is not... So my wife drags me out all the time. I'm not interested.
tell her where to go. Is that what you do?
I'll be in the spare bed tonight. Sorry, Melissa. I love you.
Whilst Ellie is away, everybody, the boys will play.
It goes like this.
Get up with Josiah and Benny the Boss Man.
All right, Boss Benny, I know you sound a bit nervous in your voice right now, and you have every reason to be, because there's been a man arrested for breaking into people's homes... Which is bad, right? You don't do that.
Yes, that is bad.
That's not what he was arrested for.
Look, I wouldn't encourage that sort of behaviour.
The reason he was arrested is because when he broke into people's homes, he stole absolutely nothing, but he went up to the people sleeping and he was tickling their bums and running off.
Okay. As weird and scary and all those... Why? Just where's the motive, though?
Well, first of all, I want to ask you, are you the bum tickler?
What sort of vibe do I give off to
How
make
old
you
are
think
you?
That? 35.
The man's name is Ben, and he's 35 years old. So I think all roads kind of point to one man here, and that is you. Have you got some explaining to do? Why are you tickling people's butts, and why are you breaking into people's houses?
Did it give a surname away? Is it just Ben?
Just
like,
Ben.
Is he just some sort of enigma? Like, just Ben.
Ben, that's right, it. Okay. No photo, so really no nothing.
So this is a bit of a coincidence.
Mm. No, it's not a coincidence, mate. I'm asking you, are you the bum tickler, yes or no?
Look, I'm going to politely decline to that title just for obvious reasons, but I just more so want to know I'd love to know the motive behind this, because granted, like, waking up in the middle of the night with someone in your home would be absolutely terrifying, but then when you realise the motive is just to tickle your cheeks, What do you say to that?
Well, it depends on where you're at in life. Like, if you're, you know what I mean?
What do you mean by it depends?
Well, because if
you're 55, I'll let this one slide.
Well, if you're a single person, right, and you haven't had some action for a while, and some bloke comes in the night and tickles your butt and runs off, you might think to yourself, I kind of like that.
Yeah, but you didn't ask for it. Like, it sort of
doesn't matter, Benny.
Like, I'd like to know it's coming.
Do you though?
Well, no, not the break. Yeah, all this. No, there's a lot of wrong in this story. If we're looking at the break in, that's scary too. This guy's not right.
No, well, obviously. Obviously.
Like, if my wife wakes up in the middle and wants to tickle my bum, go for it.
Yeah,
like,
well,
that
that's
way
different.
I know it's coming. Or if, at least make it you or something.
Well, would you. What would happen, right, if I genuinely broke into your home, middle of the night, and you felt something on your butt? You turn over and you think it's your wife, Mel, and then you see the back of me running out the front door. Do I get fired, or what happens from there?
I would have just asked you to stay at least for one beer. Like, at least buy me a drink first. Actually, you could have just texted me, mate. And just... We're mates.
You're waking up with Boss Benny and the Bum Tickler.
Whilst Ellie is away, the boys will play.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get up with Josiah and Benny the Boss Man.
Let's talk about the GOAT. Big week for you as you've been, how would you describe it, coaching the GOAT?
Yeah, kind of. I feel like
Team GOAT?
Since Ellie dropped out of the race, because she's obviously going to see her boyfriend Gav to enter the show with me, I feel like I've become one with the GOAT. Sounds a bit weird, doesn't it?
GOAT whisperer.
Well, I've had to. I've learnt to. We've given it a name. I've learnt to call it.
One with the goat.
I've had to learn to walk it.
Yeah.
And Vincent Van Gogh and myself, Little Joe Peep, we've become very similar, mate. We've got a connection. Let me just say that.
Well, it's been delightful, and it will be a joy to see you walk out tomorrow and parade your goat. And good luck.
10:30 a.m.
at the Shep Show.
Yeah, in the multi-purpose shed. Make sure you come down and see us perform.
That's right. Now, I bring this up because in light of the Goat Week, I've got a goat story. And it's a bit bizarre.
Don't do that again.
Don't turn off your radio.
No, no. Ellie finds puns funny. I don't.
Yeah, but she wouldn't be listening. All right, here we go. Here we go. Over in the US, right? This is a little story about a teenager that came home recently from school, right? He's come home and he's found there's a sliding glass door and it's shattered, right? And he's gone, because someone... It looks like someone's broken into their home.
Yeah, so you'd be scared, obviously.
So he's obviously freaked out and they think someone's broken into the home. And 18-year-old Logan went in to find the house reeked. Like, it just had a really bad smell.
Well, hold up. About half an hour ago, I told the story about the bum tickler, the guy that was breaking into
Something's
people's
not
homes.
Right with you, mate. I don't know what you're reading.
And he was tickling their butts. It's not the same person, is it?
No, it's not. Well, the bum tickler gets around because you said, where was the bum tickler story? Here?
Yeah, no, it was over in the UK.
Oh, so he's flown over to the US now.
Yeah.
Bum tickles over there and he... No, this is actually what happened is it was a goat. So a local goat in the US had broken into the home and was just having a nap in the bathroom. They found this goat just having a sleep.
What, he had too much goat milk or something? Why was he having a nap?
So. What would you nap for? You're tired.
Yeah, always tired.
Like, he's just crawled in to have a kip. Turns out it's from a local farm and he goes by the name Big Boy.
Oh.
Big Boy.
We should have called our goat Big Boy.
Could you imagine? Yeah, could you imagine? And I'm going to throw this back to you. Imagine you get the phone call, right? Your mum and dad to this goat here locally, right? What if Vincent Van Goat sort of, you had to go pick him up because he broke into a house. And
I know. How do you explain that one? Sorry, I'm here to pick up my child, Vinny Van Goat. Would they be upset though? Because if you see it's a goat, you're kind of relieved that it's not a human, or you're relieved it's
not a bum. Well, you're one with the goat, so explain its behaviour.
Well, that's the thing. I'd have to be say, sorry, it's exactly what I'd do. Maybe the goat is the bum tickler as well.
This bum tickler obsession with you, mate. When did you read this story?
Yeah,
drop all show.
It was on Tuesday. It's one of the best stories I've ever heard.
For the next hour, we'll reiterate the bum tickler. No, this goat is amazing. So, you know, well, as I said, good luck tomorrow and keep Vincent Van Goat under wraps.
Big Boy. Sounds like your nickname, mate.
Oh. Whilst Ellie is away, the boys will play.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get up with Josiah and Benny the Boss Man.
Now, before we start, just remember, these two get paid to be on the radio. It's Josiah and Ellie's Screw Up Friday.
Yeah, Ellie might be away. It doesn't stop us from having a horrific week, because we stuffed up more than ever this week, and this is the segment where we like to highlight the best of the worst moments of Josiah and Ellie. Other people like to highlight the best moments. We like to take the PISS, and with good reason as well, because we are terrible at our jobs. Take a listen.
Seven on the GV's Hit 96.9. You're waking up with Josiah and Ellie yesterday.
Today, but yesterday. I'll help you out here.
Whoa, you're waking up with us this morning. To be fair, you did wake up with us yesterday as well.
That's true. So. Technically, you were 100% correct.
But I do want to talk about what happened yesterday. 16 in Benalla, a bit of windiness in Seymour and Benalla.
That'll do.
Looking for old school gangster songs that you want to hear done in a 2019 country rap twang.
Jake, started from the bottom.
Who?
Drake.
You just said Jake.
I said Drake, started from the bottom.
Wait, Golden Valley. He just said Jake, didn't he?
I said Drake. You've got hearing problems, Ellie. It's a everything. Great day for the family, isn't it, as well?
It is. It's amazing. It's got it all. It's got it.
You're right.
Sorry, just a little bit of a stroke there.
No. Don't. You weren't being a stroke. You were just being a goat because we have a goat running at the Shep show, which I'm showing off this weekend. That's what they do.
Actually, that's right. I was just loosening my lips up to be a goat. Well, it may be back on the show next week. In the meantime, we'll take a look at the story. It looks like my lips are speedy this morning.
You. A lot of local sport. Hello, Ellie. How are you?
Sorry. It was like you talk. No, you talk. No, you talk.
Nah, you think we would have figured it out by now. We've been on air for a few years together, but we're still learning every day, aren't we?
Hey, I'll leave the floor to you, buddy. You go.
I'm used to that. You know I never lie to you, do I, Goulburn Valley? We've had an absolute shocking week. Hey, if you missed that and any of the other Screw Up Fridays and you want to hear them right now, search Josiah and Ellie in the podcast store right now.
Whilst Ellie is away, the boys will play. Ladies and gentlemen, get up with Josiah and Benny the Boss Man.
I want to do a little PSA to all those people that are driving in your cars this morning, or maybe you're thinking about driving today and you're about to have a sip of water. Before you have a sip of water, you better not do it. That's the police pulling you over, guys. Because guess what? That's exactly what's happened to a poor fella up in Queensland yesterday afternoon. It is very controversial and it's anywhere. And it's actually fired me up this morning. So basically, it was a 39-degree day in central Queensland. Obviously, what you do when you're driving and you're thirsty, you crack open some water. That's the smart thing to do. Obviously, you deserve to be pulled over if you're cracking open a cold one. We know that's illegal behind the wheel. Or if you're on your phone, you're not allowed to do that. We know that. Fair enough. The full weight of the law should be against you. We know that it's not on. It's not tolerated anymore. But when you're cracking open a bottle of water and the police are pulling you over, the guy's been fined $300 and lost one demerit point as well. Right? He's taken to social media to tell everyone. He showed the fine. People are firing up. The police have come back, though, and they've said why he got fined. Turns out that you can't have a sip of water, but if it makes your driving any more rational than normal, that you can get a fine for that. Which, if obviously rational driving is a thing, you can get done for that. Irrational, sorry, I should say. However, what I don't understand is that the fine itself, when you actually read the piece of paper this poor fella got, it doesn't say anything about his irrational driving. All it says is that he was drinking while driving. I mean, they've got a point if it was indeed not water, it was vodka or something like that, but not, it was tested, it was definitely water. They breathalyzed the guy as well. He's completely free. But the police, they're fining people for having water. My mind goes to, though, if you can't have a sip of water, and they're banning things like your phone, which is fair enough, I get it in this day and age because everyone's on it, it's very dangerous, does cause a lot of accidents. What about things like burgers? I guarantee there's someone listening right now who's driving down the road smashing a Big Mac. That's no different. And if anything, that's probably worse than holding an iPhone in your hand. Love your thoughts. Hit us up on the socials. Hit GV on Instagram. Hit Goulburn Valley on Facebook.
Whilst Ellie is away, the boys will play. Ladies and gentlemen, get up with Josiah and Benny the Boss Man.
I want to talk right now about The Bachelorette. You may be listening right now and say, Josiah, I don't care. Well, guess what? You're going to soon because I'm telling you right now, I don't normally watch this show, but the last two nights I watched the premiere and it hooked me in last night. Some of the characters on this series are unbelievable. So basically the girl this year is Angie. You might remember her. She was on Gogglebox. She was also on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Now she's the latest Bachelorette. So there's a few guys in there that are, you can tell they're just on there to be with a celebrity. They're not in there for love. And you can see straight through it. And there's another couple of guys that are causing a bit of controversy in the house. One guy included, who's all over the news this morning, is a member. He's the mayor of the Noosa Council, or he's up there as the assistant or something. Who cares? He's a poly. basically what he's done is been the biggest creep on TV in the history of The Bachelorette. And I guess being a politician lives right up to his name. So people are calling him to be sacked from his council job. He was doing things on last night's episode. Can I say? Yeah, who cares? It's early in the morning. We can say what we want at this time. He was doing things like putting his head next to her crotch and pretending to do all sorts of things and making signals with his hands towards that area that obviously on national TV wouldn't paint a politician in the greatest of lights. Anyway, some of the boys cracked it at him. Some of these boys are rough as guts and they were offended by his actions. That's how bad it was. And this guy's meant to be a classy poly. Not to mention he's one of the most arrogant people you may have ever heard or met. And that's saying a lot coming from me. So this guy basically got walked by Angie last night. This morning, though, the update is that the Noosa Council have come out and said we're looking at a breach of guidelines because we gave him absolutely no permission and didn't know that he was going on the show. I'm calling a bit of BS there. How could you just not know that he was just disappearing for a couple of weeks to go on The Bachelorette? They're denying everything and they're looking at tearing up his contract with the council. I'd say, judging by how he is, there's no big loss there. Make sure you're checking out The Bachelorette next Wednesday night. It's back. It is well worth a look. And catch up on the last couple of nights' episodes as well, because there are some peanuts on there.
Whilst Ellie is away, the boys will play.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get up with Josiah and Benny the Boss Man.